Saturday, March 16th, WGHN Radio presented Everything Expo 2024, everything and more, from Central Park Place, downtown Grand Haven. We spoke with various businesses and nonprofits throughout the event about what makes them unique. One of the organizations we had the pleasure of interviewing is Metal Lodge at the Shore.
Welcome back to our coverage of the WGHN Everything Expo. We're coming to you live from Central Park Place in Grand Haven. I'm Jesse Bruce. Mary Ellen Murphy's floating around here. John Roberts is the Beach Banana. And right now we are talking to our friend Nancy Ritchie from Metal Lodge here in Grand Haven. And I've talked about this in the air in the past. And I know somewhere my wife is listening and she's going, please be careful what you say about me. My wife works at Metal Lodge. And Nancy is over there as well. And we were just talking about, before we go any further, because I don't want to embarrass my wife, but, my wife's very important to you, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Yeah. She is. She's amazing. And we have so many amazing employees, which... It takes a special person to provide services to the senior population, and she does an amazing job, and we've got some really great, when COVID hit, we had a few people retire. Mm-hmm. So we are now kind of rebuilding our staff, and we've done a really amazing job with it. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of new, younger nurses that bring new talents, and a lot of us old timers too that have been around for a while. Mm-hmm. So a great place to work and a really nice place to live too.
Well, I know because you and I we've done this dance many times before, because yes. I back in the Sanctuary at the Shore days, we've talked about it because you've been at the same spot for many, many years. But let's just talk a little bit about the facility. I mean, I'm sure people see this building because you're kind of in an iconic location right there. Right across from the KFC. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows the joint. You've driven by it. You see the sign and you're like, Metal Lodge. Right. What do you do?
So Metal Lodge is a skilled nursing facility. We have the capacity of 126 to take 126 residents. We provide both short-term rehab services, like people that might come in after a stroke or a broken hip or maybe just need some strengthening, able to go through physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, whatever's needed, and prepare them to return to their home. Sometimes we get them to their highest functioning level and they stay with us on a long-term basis. We do a lot of long-term care as well. One of the things that we just finished, renovations. Mm-hmm. When Medi Lodge bought us in 2018, we started a renovation project, which kind of was put on hold during COVID.
Yeah.
And we finally got it finished. We added 8 private rooms, which is something we hadn't had in the past. So we try very hard to utilize those rooms for people that are coming to us for short-term rehab purposes. And like I said, we're very successful with getting people back into their own homes and whatnot. We have a full range of activities. We got a registered dietitian on staff. We've got a physician or a PA in the building daily. So really a great place. Like I said, nobody ever really wants to go to a nursing home. Mm. But when you have to, we're a really, really good option.
Yeah. And the kind of like the main reason you're here today, outside of the people wanting to learn about what's going on there, is that you're hiring, because you're always looking for people, aren't you?
We are always looking for people. And actually, we've seen some real good movement in that area over the last couple months. Like I said earlier, we've hired some really good nurses. We've got a really great variety of people, from new graduates to long-term nurses who have lots of experience, and they both bring different things to the table. So I think we're a great place to work. We've got a wonderful team. We've got very stable leadership, which is not necessarily common in healthcare today. Mm-hmm. So I think that brings a good element to it. And we really try to get our staff and residents to interact and become one family as well.
Yeah.
So
now, on the flip side of that, for the consumer, I suppose.
Right.
I guess it's a hard thing, and I guess it's different for everybody, but when should people be consulting you about, hey, my mom, my dad, my grandfather, when should they come to you? Because that can be very hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And I don't think there's ever a really good time. Mm. I don't think people want to plan for nursing home care. However, the more you can prepare ahead, come tour the facility. Come see what's offered. look at different options so that when the time comes, there's not always a lot of time at that moment. You got to make quick decisions and you got to move forward right away.
And then for the people also who are, thinking about, looking for a job, or you have various shifts. Like in our little world with my wife, it helps for her to work at night.
Yes,
so that
do.
Way I can get Ella off in the morning and then she can do things with her during the day. So you have shifts all around the clock that you're looking for. And there's various different things. I don't want people to think, you're just working with the patients, you're doing this. You have tons of different jobs.
We do. Yeah. We do. Actually, and we do different shifts too. Like our nurse aides, they work 8-hour shifts. So we have a day shift, afternoon, night shift. Mm-hmm. We also have a great weekend warrior program.
I've heard these people that's all they do.
I will just tell you, our weekends are the best staffed of the whole week. Mm-hmm. We put this program where we give financial incentives and whatnot for people who want to work strictly weekends. It's a big commitment on their part, but you know what? For people that are either single parents or just parents and they have support on the weekends, it saves them daycare costs so they can work the weekends, make a little extra money.
Sure.
It helps us because on the weekends, sometimes our leadership is not as present, and so there's not as many hands on deck. So we do that. Our nurses typically work 12-hour shifts. And that seems to work out really well. That gives nurses an opportunity to work 3 12-hour hours and have 4 days off a week. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty flexible. We'll pretty much work around.
Yeah, you will work around, because I know with my wife and I schedule, because I have very quirky hours and she has quirky hours, but we've actually found a way where it does work out and we do get time together and stuff like that, and there's always somebody there with our daughter. So yes, you will work around that. And the other thing too is, like, once you get good people in, you want to take care of them and you want to do what you can to make them.
We absolutely do. And I think, like I said, I think it's a great environment. We have great leadership. We have our residents, it's a very rewarding career. It's not just about coming in, and it's about providing and building new relationships and providing great services. And we learn a lot from our residents too. They've lived a lot and they can share a lot of things, experiences that can kind of help our staff as they're raising their families and moving on through life.
Well, and there's one thing you talk about the residents. That's something that my wife always talks about. And she'll always say, I'll say something like, well, what's going on? Or I remember I don't mean to embarrass my wife, but she's so wonderful. I remember Christmas, she brought in little Christmas gifts, just little tiny candy treats for the residents. And I said, well, why are you doing that? She said, oh, they're my residents. I have to take care of them. And she always, whenever she talks about the place, she always says the residents first.
Yes.
She's like, well, I've got to take care of my residents. I got to take care, because, or she'll say, I have people depending on me. Like, she and I have this thing sometimes where I'll say, like, why don't you just stay home? Why don't you just stay home and we'll just hang out? And she's like, who's going to take care of my residents if I stay home? But then in the morning when I get off to leave, she's like, why don't you just stay home? And I'm like, well, who's going to take care of the radio station? So it goes, it goes back
That's
and forth
great.
Like that.
Right. Well, you know what? Another thing I'll just tell you, when you're talking about your wife bringing in gifts and stuff for the residents, we every 3 times a day we pass around fresh water to our residents.
Yeah.
And I noticed one of our nurse aides one day, before she'd enter a room and bring in their water, she was stopped and she was doing something. So I went up and I said, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Well, the water's in styrofoam cups. Mm-hmm. She was writing a personal message to every single resident that she brought in water about, something personal.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, yeah. Do you still have, because my wife's explaining, do you still have the neighborhood system over there?
Well, we have, sort of.
Or is
we,
it now down into wings? Is
that we call them wings.
Ah.
But it's still, it's all in matter what you call it, you know.
Because I remember back in the day, it was the neighborhood system.
We did. Yeah. We had neighborhoods. Now we call them wings, units. Mm-hmm. A lot of things really changed during COVID, and because we had to change how we did everything. Mm-hmm. So now we're trying to kind of retool and really get back focused on person-centered care, which is where the neighborhood idea came from.
Yeah.
And really make it home. Mm-hmm. People talk about it being home-like. I'd rather say it, instead of saying be home-like, let's make it as close to home as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, just to jump back one point here, you're talking about COVID. You know, when you're looking for jobs, here's the thing. Healthcare, no matter what happens, you're always going to need healthcare.
Yeah.
And so even like when COVID happened, you still had to have people coming into work. You just had to find a way around it, but you had to have people coming in. So if there's people out there looking for a job and you're worried about what's going to happen with, you know, the employment and stuff like that, as my dad always says, people are always going to get old and people are always going to, you know, their health will start to go. But there's a need. You will always be needed.
We need good people.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of good people. And you know what? It's more than just nursing. Yes. I mean, we have different positions all over. One of the really nice things is when MediLodge got involved with our facility and took us over, they have a lot of opportunities to grow from within. And that's one of the things that I really liked about this company is if you're a hard worker and you are able to build relationships with residents, there's plenty of opportunities. Many of our positions that are currently filled are people that came to us as waiver care aides, went back to school, became nurse aides. You know, now they're resident advocates. They're our medical records folks, you know, so that we really try to grow the people from within. So, I've often said, if you don't really know what you want to do, we have a position called hospitality aide. It's a temporary position, but it's a position where you can come in, see if you like the environment, and if you do, we're willing to put you through nurse aid training school and kind of give you a career.
Yeah.
You know, you come in not really knowing what you want to do. Try us out. We get to know each other. And we've also had some hospitality aides who said, I don't think I want to be a nurse aide, but I'd love to do something in the front office. I'd love to do a housekeeping role or something like that, or work in the kitchen. So lots of opportunities for lots of different people.
This is Nancy Ritchie from MediLodge, and also you have a very nice gift basket that people can register.
We do. Gardening. So we're thinking spring. So if you want to stop over at our booth, we'd love to meet you. And I'm glad to see that you're back doing this event. I know it was.
Yeah, we haven't done it for a couple of years because you were talking about COVID.
Yep.
And COVID, you might have heard about it. It was in the papers. That kind of put a real humdinger on a lot of these things.
Yep.
And then we decided to try it again this spring. And we've had a lot of people come on out. And we're going to be here till 4 o'clock. And we're so happy that you're here, Nancy.
Thank you.
Again, when you stop by Nancy's booth, right when you come in, they are right to your immediate. If you go straight on the left-hand side, you can't miss it. And you can register to get a gift basket.
Yep. And we have bags so that as you're going to the other vendors, if you stop at us first, you can pick up a bag for your goodies. That you pick up along the way.
Yes, because there are certain people who live for these events. They just like to get the free stuff.
That's true.
Not that we're saying anybody's name, Bob. Anyway, not that we're calling anybody out. All right, Nancy, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
That's Nancy Ritchie from MediLodge. I've talked to her many times over the years. And MediLodge is one of the many places here at the WGHN Everything Expo.
There is no better choice than WGHN Radio to tell your group's story. With award-winning marketers, copywriters, and producers in-house, we will work with you to formulate a plan to make your voice heard. Contact us today at 616-842-8110 or visit WGHN.com to learn how we can contribute to your organization's growth.